USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden unveiled his plan to combat COVID-19 this week, saying he'd move heaven and earth to achieve his goal of administering 100 million vaccines in his first 100 days in office, as some states are hosting mass vaccination locations to try to get as many shots into arms as possible. Dr. Craig Spencer is the Director of Global Health and Emergency Medicine at Columbia University, and he tells CBS News that having a national strategy laid out will help accelerate those vaccination programs.
We've been vaccinating people for about a month now. We have 40 million doses that have been distributed, just 19 million that have actually been given. Thankfully, we have been increasing the rate that those vaccines are being, you know, put into people's arms in the past few days to, you know, around 900,000 to a million. But we're going to need to do more than that, a lot quicker, a lot faster, and a lot better if we're going to want to get this virus under control quicker and in a reasonable time frame.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
After the scrutiny that Georgia's election system came under last year, many have called for changes to the way that Georgia handles absentee ballots. Governor Brian Kemp tells Fox News that he's for a proposal to require photo ID for absentee voters.
We know there's a lot of frustration out there. I think it's incumbent on us as policymakers to listen to people's frustrations, but also at the end of the day, make sure that we have secure, accessible, and fair elections in the state and that people have confidence in that. I believe doing the photo ID requirement on absentee ballots by mail will help accomplish that. But there's many other things that I've been talking to the legislators about that we'll be looking at and debating this year, and hopefully we'll have bipartisan support, because I don't know who would not be for having secure, accessible, fair elections and making it easy to vote and hard to cheat.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden unveiled his plan to combat COVID-19 this week, saying he'd move heaven and earth to achieve his goal of administering 100 million vaccines in his first 100 days in office. Dr. Anthony Fauci believes that an increase in production could help achieve that goal. He tells MSNBC that the approval of new vaccines will also help speed up the process.
As we get further into the future months, there'll be an escalation of the production and availability of vaccines, including the addition of other companies that have not yet gotten the emergency use authorization that likely will. I don't want to get ahead of the FDA, but, you know, we're waiting on their data. So as you get further and further into this, the kinds of things that the president was talking about was community vaccine centers, a much greater use of the pharmacies, mobile units to get things out. So you're going to see a really revving up of the capability and actually the implementation of getting much larger numbers of people vaccinated. So the goal we have, you know, of 100 million vaccines in the first 100 million days is a laudable goal. I believe we'll be able to do that. But as we get further on into the subsequent months and we get a lot more vaccine available, then you're going to see a much broader approach using these community vaccine centers and pharmacies, et cetera.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.